Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. In the months of May and June, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the garden of Yameshwar.
Takže v mesiaci maj a jún pán Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prišiel do
Yameshwar.
Yameshwara.
And accepted prasadam there at the request of the devotees.
Na požiadavku oddaných tam prijal prasadam.
So in India the months of May and June is very very hot.
V Indii mesiac maj a jún je veľmi veľmi horúci.
It's before the monsoon and it's just the temperature reaches incredible peaks.
Je to pred monzúnmi a teplota dosahuje neuveriteľné výšky.
At noon, when it was time for lunch,
cez obed, keď bol čas na obed,
Lord Chaitanya called for Sanatana Goswami.
Pán Chaitanya zavolal Sanatana Goswamiho.
So Sanatana Goswami was very happy, of course, that the Lord was calling him.
A samozrejme Sanatana Goswami bol veľmi šťastný, že ho pán volá.
And Sanatana Goswami, he went right over the beach to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Sanatan Goswami, on aby stretol pána Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, išiel cez priamo cez pláž.
And it said that at noon the fire was the sand was as hot as fire.
A je povedané, že cez obed ten piesok bol horúci ako oheň.
But Sanatana Goswami came by that way.
Ale Sanatana Goswami išiel tou cestou.
He was so happy that Lord Chaitanya had called him that he didn't even feel the sand burning his feet.
On bol tak šťastný, že ho pán Chaitanya volal, že ani necítil, že ten piesok mu páli nohy.
In fact, his feet became blistered from the hot sand.
V skutočnosti jeho chodidlá boli plné plusgierov od toho horúceho piesku.
But he didn't notice anything.
Ale on si nič nevšimol.
So when he came to meet Lord Chaitanya, he saw that Lord Chaitanya had finished taking lunch.
Tak keď prišiel na stretnutie s pánom Chaitanyom, tak si všimol, že práve pán Chaitanya doobedoval.
And he was resting.
A odpočíval.
And then Lord Chaitanya's servant, whose name was Govinda, gave Sanatana Goswami the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A služobník pána Chaitanyu, ktorého meno bolo Govinda, dal Sanatanovi zvyšky z jedla od Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Sanatana Goswami took those remnants.
Sanatan Goswami zjedol tie zvyšky.
Which was, of course, great mercy.
Čo samozrejme bola obrovská milosť.
Because if one takes the remnants of foodstuff from the Supreme Lord or from his pure devotee, then one becomes greatly elevated.
Pretože keď niekto zje zvyšky jedla od najvyššieho pána alebo od jeho čistého oddaného, tak je veľmi vysoko pozdvihnutý.
So Sanatan Goswami was very happy to take those remnants.
A Sanatan Goswami, on bol veľmi šťastný, že môže prijať tieto zvyšky.
And after that, he approached Lord Chaitanya.
A potom pristúpil k pánovi Chaitanyovi.
And he offered his obeisances.
A vzdal mu poklony.
And Lord Chaitanya asked him, said, by which path have you come here?
A pán Chaitanya sa ho spýtal, ktorou cestou si sem prišiel?
Oh, I've come over the beach.
O, ja som prišiel po pláži.
Over the beach? How can you come over the beach?
Po pláži. Ako môžeš prísť po pláži?
The sand is burning hot.
Ten piesok, on je horúci ako oheň.
Why didn't you come by the road?
Prečo si neprišiel cestou?
The road is much cooler.
Tá cesta je oveľa chladnejšia.
You must have burnt your feet.
Musel si spáliť nohy.
How could you walk in there?
Ako si mohol tade ísť?
How could you tolerate it?
Ako si to mohol vydržať?
No, Sanatana Goswami said, no, I didn't feel much pain at all.
A Sanatana Goswami povedal, nie, v skutočnosti som necítil veľa bolesti.
But Lord Chaitanya said, no, now surely you have blisters on your feet.
Ale pán Čaitanya povedal, teraz určite máš na svojich chodidlách plusgiere.
And Sanatan Goswami looked at his feet and he saw that indeed he had blisters.
A Sanatan Goswami si pozeral na svoje chodidlá a všimol si, že samozrejme tam má plusgiere.
And he said, oh, I didn't notice that.
A povedal, v skutočnosti som si to nevšimol.
But then Sanatan Goswami said, no, but how could I go over the other road?
Ale potom Sanatan Goswami povedal, ale ako by som mohol ísť cez tú druhú cestu?
I have no right to pass by the Simha Dwara.
Ja nemám právo prejsť cez Simha Dwaru.
The Simha Dwara is the lion gate. It is like the main entrance to the temple in Jagannath Puri.
Simha Dwara, to je levý vchod, je to hlavný vchod do Jagannath Puri.
He said, because the servants of Lord Jagannath are always coming and going there.
Pretože služobníci pána Jagannatha, oni vždycky tady prichádzajú a odchádzajú, povedal.
And if I touch them, I shall be ruined.
A keď sa ich dotknem, tak budem zničený.
Why was Sanatan Goswami speaking in this way?
Prečo Sanatan Goswami rozprával takýmto spôsobom?
The reason was that Sanatan Goswami had appeared in a very aristocratic Brahmana family.
Dôvod bol, že Sanatan Goswami, on sa zjavil veľmi aristokratickej brahmanskej rodine.
Actually there were three brothers.
V skutočnosti tam boli traja bratia.
Sanatan used to be known as Amar.
Sanatan bol známy ako Amar.
And his brother, who later became Rupa Goswami, was known as Santosh.
A jeho brat, ktorý neskôr bol známy ako Rupa Goswami, tak ten bol známy ako Santosh.
And the third brother was called Anupam.
A ten tretí brat, on bol nazvaný Anupama.
So these three brothers, they were exceptional.
A títo traja bratia, oni boli výnimoční.
They were very, very learned during their education.
Oni cez svoje vzdelanie sa stali veľmi, veľmi vzdelanými.
And they were so outstanding that even the Muslim ruler noted it.
Oni boli tak výnimoční, že si to dokonca všimol aj ten muslimský vládca.
And one day made them an offer that they could not refuse.
A jedného dňa im spravil takú ponuku, ktorá sa nedá odmietnúť.
And they became ministers in the government of the Nawab.
A oni sa stali ministrami vo vláde Nawaba.
The Nawab was the king of Bengal at that time.
Nawab bol kráľ Bengálska v tej dobe.
And as ministers, they were looking after government affairs.
A ako ministri sa starali o vládne záležitosti.
And then the Nawab would go out with his army to conquer neighboring countries.
A Nawab, on išiel mimo krajinu, aby podrobil si ďalšie krajiny, susediace.
So, all of this was going on.
Toto všetko sa dialo.
Meanwhile, the brothers had built themselves a very nice village.
A zatiaľ tí bratia, oni sami si postavili veľmi krásnu dedinu.
It was close to the government area.
Bolo to blízko tej vládnej oblasti.
But it was their own separate village on the bank of the Ganges.
Ale bola to ich vlastná dedina, ktorá bola na brehu Gangy.
And that village was known as Ramakeli.
A tá dedina sa volala Ramakeli.
This place Ramakeli was very nice.
Toto miesto Ramakeli bolo veľmi pekné.
Because it was on the banks of the Ganges, there were very nice trees, it was a very beautiful area.
Pretože to bolo na pobreží Gangy, boli tam krásne stromy, bola to nádherná oblasť.
And the brothers, in the daytime, they would go to work and they would dress up like Muslims.
A tí bratia, oni cez pracovný deň išli do práce a obliekli sa ako muslimovia.
And at night, they would change and they would wear dhotis and everything.
V noci sa prezliekli a nosili dhoty a všetko podobné.
And in their own town, they had made a second Vrindavan.
A v ich vlastnom meste si spravili druhý Vrindavan.
They had all different holy places of Vrindavan there.
Mali tam rôzne sväté miesta z Vrindavanu.
And they had made nice cottages on the bank of the Ganges.
A na brehu Gangy si spravili krásne príbytky.
And they invited many brahmanas from all over India to come there.
A pozvali mnohých brahmanov z celej Indie, aby tam prišli.
So Many great learned scholars would come and stay with them.
A mnohí veľmi učení vzdelanci prišli, aby tam s nimi študovali a zostali.
Great devotees would come from everywhere and stay with them.
A veľkí oddaní prišli z rôznych častí a zostali tam.
And then they would discuss Bhagavatam.
A potom diskutovali o Bhagavatame.
So you can just imagine how learned these brothers became.
Tak si viete len predstaviť, akí učení sa stali títo bratia.
They were every day discussing the Bhagavatam with the best of the scholars of their time.
A každý deň diskutovali Bhagavatam s tými najlepšími učencami tej doby.
And then in the daytime they would take to government affairs.
A to sa cez deň robili tie vládne záležitosti.
But in due course of time, while traveling, the youngest brother Anupam died.
Ale po určitej dobe počas cesty najmladší brat Anupama, on zomrel.
And Rupa Goswami asked for retirement from the government service and he was granted.
A Rupa Goswami požiadal vládu, že chce ísť do dôchodku, a oni mu to udelili.
But Amar, who by then was known by the name Sakar Malik, a Muslim name.
Ale Amar, ktorý v tej dobe sa bol známy ako Sakar Malik, bol to muslimské meno.
He had to stay.
On musel zostať.
Anyway, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come there and had met the two surviving brothers, Amar and Santosh.
A pán Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on stretol týchto dvoch bratov, čo zostali, Amar a Santosh.
And he had given them the names of Rupa and Sanatan Goswamis.
Mena Rupa a Sanatana Goswami.
And by these names they became known to the world of the Vaishnavas.
A týmito menami sa stali známymi vo svete Vaishnavov.
So later, Sanatan Goswami also managed to get out of the government service, although with some difficulty.
A neskôr s nejakými ťažkosťami sa podarilo aj Sanatan Goswami, aby sa dostal z toho vládneho, z tej vládnej služby.
One day he just didn't go to work anymore.
Jedného dňa proste nešiel do práce.
And then the king, and he reported that he was ill.
A nahlásil, že je chorý.
It's an old trick.
Starý trik.
But the king, he sent his personal doctor to check it out.
Ale král poslal svojho osobného lekára, aby to skontroloval.
And the doctor came and he found that Sanatan Goswami was perfectly healthy.
A doktor prišiel a zistil, že Sanatan Goswami je úplne dokonale zdravý.
And that he was spending his time simply discussing Bhagavatam.
A že čas trávi jednoducho tým, že diskutuje Bhagavatam.
So then, you know, he reported that to the Nawab.
On to nahlásil Nawabovi.
So the Nawab became very angry.
A Nawab sa veľmi nahneval.
He personally went there.
On tam išiel osobne.
And he said, "You are causing great difficulty to your elder brother."
A povedal, a ty spôsobuješ obrovské ťažkosti svojmu staršiemu bratovi, a ty myslel seba.
He said, like, "I have many battles to fight, and who will look after the government?"
Mám stále veľa bojov, ktoré musím vybojovať, a kto sa bude starať o vládu?
But Sanatan Goswami knew that the Nawab was now preparing a big army to go to Orissa to conquer Jagannath Puri.
Ale Sanatan vedel, že Nawab práve pripravuje veľké vojsko, aby išli do Orissy a dobili Jagannath Puri.
And he said, "You are going to Puri to cause pain to the Supreme Lord and his devotees."
A on mu povedal, "Ty ideš teraz do Puri, aby si spôsoboval bolesť najvyššiemu pánovi a jeho oddaným."
I cannot support it.
Ja to nemôžem podporiť.
You do as you like. So for that he was thrown in jail.
Ty správ, ako chceš, a za to on bol uvrhnutý do väzenia.
But of course the brothers had earned plenty of money in the government service.
Ale samozrejme tí bratia, oni zarobili veľmi veľa peňazí v tej vládnej službe.
So some money was already reserved for a bribe.
A niektoré peniaze už boli oddelené na úplatky.
And you know how it is with the police.
A viete, ako je to s políciou.
There is always a way if you manage to put a little money.
Vždy je tam, vždy sa nájde cesta, ak si zariadite, že im dáte trošku peňazí.
To bend the law.
Aby ste mohli ohnúť právo.
Zákon. So Sanatan Goswami got out of jail.
Sanatan Goswami sa dostal takto z väzenia.
And then he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Benares.
A potom v Benares sa stretol s pánom Chaitanyom Mahaprabhom. Mm.
And there for a period of several months he received instructions from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A počas niekoľkých mesiacov získaval pokyny od pána Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Since that time, so much time had passed.
Od tej doby prešla nejaká doba už.
And now Sanatan Goswami had come to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri.
A teraz Sanatan Goswami prišiel do Jagannath Puri, aby sa tam stretol s pánom Chaitanyom.
And this is where we are right now.
A to je, kde sme teraz.
We are right there on the coast of Puri.
Sme práve tam na pobreží v Puri.
The powerful waves of the Indian Ocean are washing in.
Mocné vlny Indického oceánu sa prilievajú.
One after the other.
Jedna po druhej.
And here is this place is known as Neelachala.
To miesto je známe ako Neelachala.
It is the blue hill.
Je to modrý kopec.
It is said that the name Neelachala came from the previous temple.
A hovorí sa, že to meno Neelachala prišlo z predchádzajúceho chrámu.
This temple was built about 800 years ago that we find now in Jagannath Puri.
Tento chrám bol postavený asi 800 rokov. Pred 800 rokov. Pred 800 rokov.
But previously there was another temple.
Ale predtým tam bol iný chrám.
And this other temple, it was made with blue stone.
A ten druhý chrám, on bol vykladaný modrým kameňom.
And from the sea or from a distance, it looked like a blue mountain.
A z mora alebo zo vzdialky to vyzeralo ako modrá hora.
And it became known as Neelachala.
A začalo to byť známe ako Neelachala.
And they call sometimes Lord Jagannath Neelachala Chandra Prabhu Jagannath.
Niekedy pána Jagannatha nazývajú ako Neelachala Chandra Prabhu Jagannath.
Which means the moon of Neelachala of the blue mountain.
Čo znamená mesiac Neelachaly modrej hory.
The Lord of the universe who is like the moon of that blue mountain.
Pán vesmíru, ktorý je ako mesiac na tej modrej hore.
In India the moon is very much appreciated.
V Indii veľmi oceňujú mesiac.
Here in the West, poets always describe the sun, the sun, the sun, the sun.
Tuto na západe básnici vždy ospevujú slnko, slnko, slnko.
But in India, the sun is so hot.
Ale v Indii to slnko je tak horúce.
That everything just becomes hot.
Že všetko začne byť horúce.
Not only the sand, but the walls, just everything is hot.
Nielen piesok, steny, ale všetko je horúce.
And then at night, the moon is very cooling.
A v noci ten mesiac je veľmi chladivý.
So when they compare Lord Jagannath to the moon,
keď prirovnávajú pána Jagannatha k mesiacu,
it means that by taking shelter of the Lord, the burning material desires in our heart will cool down.
Tak to znamená, že tým, že príjmeme útočiskou najvyššieho pána, tak tie spalujúce hmotné túžby v našich srdciach sa ochladia.
Everyone in the material world is experiencing burning desires.
Každý v hmotnom svete zažíva spalujúce túžby.
Desires that are so strong that we have to act upon them.
Tie túžby sú tak silné, že musíme podľa nich jednať.
We try to control.
Snažíme sa ovládať.
But diba nisa hiya jwala, it says in Bengali, day and night burning in the heart.
Ale v bengalštine sa hovorí dňom nocou, to spaluje naše srdce.
But then the Lord acts like the moon.
Ale potom pán, on jedná ako mesiac.
He is cooling.
On to ochladzuje.
And gradually these burning material desires cool down.
A postupne tieto spaľujúce hmotné túžby sa schladujú.
And in this way, devotees can gradually rise above the activities of ordinary people.
A postupne sa takto oddaní môžu povznieť nad činnosti bežných ľudí.
Or everybody in the world has some bad habit.
Každý vo svete má nejaký zlozvyk.
Some people drink, some people smoke.
Niekto pije, niekto fajčí.
Some people go to the prostitutes.
Niektorí ľudia chodia za prostitútkami.
In Amsterdam you see the men they go jogging.
V Amsterdame vidíte mužov, ako si idú pobehať.
And you see them in their jogging suit go in the door of the prostitutes.
A v ich bežeckom úbore vidíte, ako vchádzajú do dverí prostitútky.
And then they come jogging back home.
A potom prídu naspäť domov v tom pokluse.
I have seen.
Ja som to videl.
Because just around the corner from the temple, the prostitutes were living right there.
Pretože hneď za rohom chrámu tam žili prostitútky.
So we were walking past quite often to catch the tram.
Tak často sme išli okolo, aby sme chytili električku.
So sometimes you could see.
Že niekedy ste to mohli vidieť.
But devotees are gradually becoming pure.
Ale oddaní, oni postupne sa očisťujú.
They become free from sinful desires.
Oni sú zbavovaní hriešných túžob.
That is because the mercy of the Lord is cooling down the heart.
A to je preto, pretože milosť Pána schladzuje srdce.
So Sanatan Goswami was such a devotee.
Sanatan Goswami, on bol takýto oddaný.
Even although he had been engaged in the Muslim government.
Dokonca aj keď bol zapojený v moslimskej vláde.
And well, the Vedic scriptures are not really thinking so high of the activities of the Muslims.
A vedské písma, oni nerozmýšľajú veľmi vysoko o činnostiach muslimov.
Because they are meat eaters.
Pretože oni jedia meso.
And it's part of the religion.
To je časť ich náboženstva.
Recently I was watching a video of the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca.
Nedávno som pozeral video o Hadži, to je púť do Mekky.
And I saw that all the pilgrims were going to Mecca.
A ja som videl, ako všetci tí pútnici idú do Mekky.
And it's a big thing.
Je to veľká udalosť.
They have the highway in Saudi Arabia.
V Saudskej Arábii majú hlavnú cestu.
And then there are traffic signs. And it says, on the left lane, Muslims. And then there's an exit for non-Muslims.
A majú tam značky, ktoré hovoria a ľavou stranou muslimovia a pravou je východ pre nemuslimov.
So only the Muslims can drive on.
Iba muslimi môžu pokračovať.
And if you want to go there, you have to be recognized as a Muslim. Either you were born a Muslim.
Ak tam chcete ísť, tak musíte byť uznaní ako Muslim. Buďte narodení ako Muslim.
And if you're converted to be a Muslim, you have to carry a certificate from a local imam.
A keď ste není narodení, ste len ako konvertovaní, tak musíte si priniesť certifikát z toho od miestneho imama.
Anyway, then all these millions of people were there.
Milióny ľudí tam boli.
And at one point they come to a place, they go to a place where there are three big pillars.
A v jednom bode išli na miesto, kde boli tri obrovské stĺpy.
These pillars are quite big.
A tieto stĺpy boli dosť veľké.
And they have walkways with several levels.
A mali tam chodničky na rôznych úrovniach.
And all the people start to throw stones like anything at these pillars.
A všetci ľudia začali na tieto piliere házať kamene.
And people start screaming. It get quite wild.
Ľudia začali kričať. Začalo to byť veľmi divoké.
And millions of people are throwing stones.
Milióny ľudí takto hádzali kamene.
So it turns out that Abraham was in that area.
A zistil som potom, že teda Abraham bol v tej oblasti.
And that he was there fasting and he got the order from God to offer his son.
A on dostal príkaz od Boha, aby obetoval svojho syna.
And then he was thinking about it.
A on nad tým rozmýšľal.
Offer my son.
Obetovať môjho syna.
But then he said, well, it's the order of God.
Nuž, ale ono je to pokyn pána.
And then the devil came.
A potom prišiel diabol.
And then he threw stones at the devil.
A on na toho diabla začal házať kamene.
And three times the devil came.
A ten diabol, on prišiel trikrát.
And three times he threw him away with stones.
A trikrát on ho vyhnal s tými kameňmi.
And in this way, all the people are chasing away the devil and they're throwing stones.
Takýmto spôsobom všetci tie ľudia snažia vyhnať toho diabla tým, že tam hážu kamene.
And that part, actually, it had something nice.
Niečo na tom bolo pekné.
I appreciated it.
Ja som to ocenil.
All these people were on a pilgrimage, performing austerity.
Všetci títo ľudia boli na putnej ceste, oni vykonávali odriekanie.
They're trying to chase away the devil.
Snažili sa vyhnať diabla.
Anyway, after all that hard work of chasing away the devil,
a po tej ťažkej práci vyháňania diabla,
then they had something like I forgot the number, but I think it was 20,000 butchers.
Potom mali niečo, ja som zabudol to číslo, ale myslím, že to bolo niečo ako 20,000 mesiarov.
Who ritualistically killed hundreds and thousands or more of sheep.
Ktorí ritualisticky zabili stovky a tisíce aj viac oviec.
It's the biggest slaughter in the world.
Je to taká najväčšie jatky na svete.
So the movie was showing that also.
A to video to tiež ukazovalo.
So by then I was not so impressed anymore.
A vtedy už som nebol tak veľmi, to na mňa nerobilo dojem.
By the purification.
A tým očistením.
The moon. So, therefore, in the Vedic culture, there is not much appreciation for Muslims.
Preto vo vedskej kultúre nie je veľa ocenenia pre muslimov.
Because although they are religious, they are meat eaters.
Pretože aj keď sú zbožní, tak oni sú stále, ako jedia meso.
And meat eating is condemned.
A jedenie mesa je zatratené.
Because it is a symptom of hard-heartedness.
Pretože je to symptom tvrdého srdca.
And a God-conscious person should be compassionate.
A osoba, ktorá je si vedomá Boha, by mala byť súcitná.
Because a God-conscious person should appreciate that all that the Lord is the father of all living beings.
Pretože Boha si vedomá osoba, aby mala oceniť, že Boh je otcom všetkých živých bytostí.
Before Krishna consciousness, I was married at the time and we had a cat.
A predtým, ako som sa pridala ku Krishna vedomiu, v tej dobe som bol ženatý a mali sme mačku.
So, you know, we went on a holiday.
Išli sme na prázdniny.
Well, I forgot to say, this cat had sometimes a bad habit.
A táto mačka, to som zabudol povedať, že mala niekedy zlé návyky.
It liked to pass urine on the bed.
Rada sa vymočila na posteľ.
It was really bad.
To zlé.
Anyway, so then we went on a holiday and we left the cat with some friends.
Potom sme išli na prázdniny a nechali sme tú mačku u priateľov.
And when we when we came back and we went to meet our friends to pick up the cat.
A keď sme sa vrátili, ešte sme sa stretnúť s priateľmi, aby sme si vyzvihli tú mačku.
They said, oh, the cat is not here.
Tak povedali, tá mačka, ona tu nie je.
They said, you know, it was a big problem with this cat.
Viete, s touto mačkou to bol veľký problém.
And we took it to the doctor to put it to sleep.
A my sme ju zobrali doktorovi, aby ju uspal.
And we were like, what?
My sme boli ako, čo?
What you did?
Čo ste to spravili?
We said, well, you know, this cat was too much.
Viete, táto mačka to bolo príliš.
It was passing urine on the bed.
Ona na našu posteľ močila.
And the bed was sacred, huh?
A tá posteľ bola posvetná.
Said, pass urine on the bed. Of all things.
Zo všetkých tých vecí ona proste sa vymočila na posteľ.
It was intolerable.
To vôbec nebolo ako tolerovateľné.
This cat was crazy.
Táto mačka, ona bola šialená.
We had to get it fixed.
Museli sme to opraviť.
So in this way, so you can imagine how we felt, you know.
Viete si predstaviť, ako sme sa cítili?
You give your cat to someone to take care of, and you come back and they've killed it.
Dáte svoju mačku niekomu, aby sa o ňu postarali, a keď sa vrátite, tak zistíte, že oni ju zabili.
We were really upset.
My sme boli veľmi nahnevaní.
So Krishna did the same.
A Krishna spravil to isté.
But he gave all the animals under the care of human beings. Please, you take care.
Ale on ľuďom dal na starosť všetky tie zvieratá. Prosím, postarajte sa o nich.
And Krishna goes for his pastimes in the forest with the calves and the cowherd boy.
A Krishna ten vykonáva svoje zábavy v lese s krávami, s teliatkami a s pasačkami.
And he comes back and the human beings are killing all the animals.
A keď sa vráti, tak zbadá, že všetky tie živé bytosti zabijajú všetky zvieratá.
So I can understand how Krishna felt.
Tak dokážem pochopiť, ako sa Krishna cítil.
Because I know how I felt when they killed my cat.
Pretože viem, ako som sa ja cítil, keď zabili moju mačku.
So Sanatan Goswami had worked as the minister of the meat eaters.
A Sanatan Goswami on pracoval ako minister tých, čo jedli meso.
So although Sanatan Goswami came from a Brahmin family.
Aj keď Sanatan Goswami prišiel z brahmanskej rodiny.
And in his childhood he never touched meat.
V jeho detstve sa nikdy nedotkol mesa.
He never drank any alcohol.
Nikdy nepil žiadny alkohol.
He never smoked in his life.
Nikdy si svoj život nefajčil.
He didn't do any of such things.
On nerobil žiadne z týchto vecí.
Therefore, Sanatan Goswami had no bad habits.
A preto Sanatan Goswami nemal žiadne zlozvyky.
Because it was not part of the culture of his birth.
Pretože to nebola súčasť jeho kultúry, v ktorej sa narodil.
So we can understand that Sanatan Goswami had very good karma.
Preto môžeme pochopiť, že Sanatan Goswami mal veľmi dobrú karmu.
And that because of good karma he took his birth in a family where there was a lot of purity.
A vďaka svojej dobrej karme sa zrodil v rodine, kde bolo veľa čistoty.
Those who don't have good karma, they grow up with meat and alcohol even from childhood.
Tí, čo nemajú dobrú karmu, tak oni vyrastajú s mesom a alkoholom dokonca už od detstva.
They already took all these things before they even think about it.
Oni už zjedli všetky tieto veci ešte dokonca predtým, ako na to pomysleli.
But Sanatan Goswami later became part of the government.
Ale neskôr Sanatan Goswami, on sa stal súčasťou vlády.
And it's not that we have evidence that Sanatan Goswami ever ate meat when he was in the government.
Ako nie je to tým, že nemáme dôkazy o tom, že Sanatan Goswami nikdy nejedol meso, keď bol vo vláde.
Some people say so.
Niektorí ľudia hovoria, že to tak bolo.
But I don't believe it.
Ale ja tomu neverím.
Because how would that be possible that at the same time they had temples and imitation Vrindavan and so on?
Pretože ako by to bolo možné, že zároveň mali chrámy a imitáciu Vrindavanu?
But Sanatan Goswami still felt very guilty.
Ale Sanatan Goswami, on sa stále cítil veľmi vinný.
Because he knew that since I am the minister.
Pretože vedel, že keďže ja som minister.
I am protecting all these people.
Tak ja ochraňujem všetkých týchto ľudí.
And although I don't take the meat, they are killing all the animals.
A aj keď ja nejem to meso, tak oni zabijajú všetky tie zvieratá.
And And therefore I'm responsible.
Preto za to nesiem zodpovednosť.
And therefore Sanatana Goswami felt that I have become very sinful and very contaminated.
A preto Sanatana Goswami pociťoval, ja som sa stal veľmi hriešný a veľmi znečistený.
And the main road in Jagannath Puri goes by the temple.
A hlavná cesta do Jagannath Puri ide okolo chrámu.
Which is a holy place.
Čo je sväté miesto.
And naturally Lord Jagannath has thousands of servants.
A samozrejme pán Jagannath, on má tisícky služobníkov.
It's a very big temple.
Je to obrovský chrám.
And big worship is going on.
A deje sa tam veľké uctievanie.
They make 56 times a day they make offerings to the Lord.
56 krát denne robia oferingy pánu.
It is a huge, huge temple with huge worship.
Je to obrovský, obrovský chrám s obrovským uctievaním.
So Sanatan Goswami felt, I cannot walk so close to the temple.
Sanatan Goswami mal ten pocit, ja nemôžem ísť tak blízko toho chrámu.
Because I am impure.
Pretože som nečistý.
And if I touch the priest of the temple accidentally, they'll become contaminated.
Keď náhodou sa dotknem toho kňaza z toho chrámu, tak on stane znečistením.
And that will be a big offense to Lord Jagannath.
A to bude veľký priestupok voči pánovi Jagannathovi.
And therefore he went over the road of the hot sand.
A preto išiel po tej ceste po tom horúcom piesku.
And he burnt his feet.
A spálil si chodidla.
Lord Chaitanya was very pleased.
Pán Chaitanya bol veľmi potešený.
He said, I really appreciate that you are following the etiquette.
A on povedal, ja veľmi oceňujem, že ty nasleduješ tú etiketu.
He said, actually, Sanatana Goswami, you are so exalted, you can deliver the entire universe.
Povedal, v skutočnosti, Sanatana Goswami, ty si taký vznešený, že môžeš vyslobodiť celý vesmír.
But because externally you took this position in the past of being in the Muslim government.
Ale pretože navonok si v minulosti prijal túto pozíciu, že si bol súčasťou muslimskej vlády.
It is correct to now take a humble position.
Tak je správne, že teraz prijímaš pokornú pozíciu.
And I very much appreciate that.
A ja to veľmi oceňujem.
So in this way we see like some of the exchanges that were going on between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees.
A takýmto spôsobom vidíme niektoré výmeny, ktoré sa diali medzi pánom Chaitanyom a jeho oddanými.
And they're showing that a great and pure devotee must be humble.
A oni ukazujú, že veľký a čistý oddaný musí byť pokorný.
Not that a pure devotee thinks I am so pure.
Nie, že čistý oddaný si myslí, ja som taký čistý.
Mirror, oh mirror on the wall, I am the purest of all.
Zrkadlo, zrkadlo na stene, ja som ten najčistejší zo všetkých.
That is not pure.
To nie je čistý.
That is false pride.
To je falošná pícha.
But we see in the real great pure devotees that they are humble.
Ale v skutočnosti čistých oddaných vidíme, v skutočných čistých oddaných vidíme, že sú pokorní.
And they take a humble position.
A prijímajú pokornú pozíciu.
And by that they conquer.
A tým oni dobijú.
By their humility they conquer the hearts of the people.
Svojou pokorou dobijú srdcia ľudí.
And therefore Sanatan Goswami became very, very popular.
A preto Sanatan Goswami sa stal veľmi, veľmi slávny.
It said that later Sanatan Goswami lived in Vrindavan.
Hovorí sa, že neskôr Sanatan Goswami žil vo Vrindavane.
And there in Vrindavan he became very, very popular.
A tam vo Vrindavane sa stal veľmi, veľmi slávny.
Everyone was worshipping him.
Každý ho uctieval.
And Sanatan Goswami, he would wander around Vrindavan on foot.
A Sanatan Goswami, on sa prechádzal okolo Vrindavanu pešo.
And it is described in the Bhakti Ratnakar.
Bhakti Ratnakar je popísané.
Which is a biographical book.
Čo je biografická kniha.
And that describes how Sanatana Goswami would come to a village.
Tam je popísané, ako Sanatana Goswami prišiel do dediny.
And the people were very happy that he'd come.
A ľudia boli veľmi šťastní, že tam prišiel.
And everyone wanted to ask him questions.
Každý sa ho chcel pýtať otázky.
Because they knew that Sanatan Goswami, he has been a prime minister, he's very expert.
Pretože oni vedeli, že Sanatan Goswami, že on bol premiér, že je veľký odborník.
He knows everything about material things.
Že vie všetko o hmotných veciach.
And he also knows everything about spiritual things.
A taktiež vie všetko o duchovných veciach.
So whatever the question was, ask Sanatan Goswami.
Takže akákoľvek to bola otázka, spýtajte sa Sanatana Goswamiho.
And at that, and people would all come, so many people.
A ľudia, oni všetci prichádzali, toľko ľudí.
And Sanatan Goswami would meet with everyone.
A Sanatan Goswami sa stretol s každým.
And it would go on the whole night.
Ono to pokračovalo celú noc.
And he would give practical advice, but always connected with Krishna.
Dával praktické rady, ale vždycky to malo spojitosť s Krishnom.
And in this way he was speaking the whole night about Krishna.
Takýmto spôsobom celú noc rozprával o Krishnovi.
And he became more and more ecstatic.
A bol viac a viac extatický.
And all the people were also very happy with the answers.
A všetci tí ľudia, oni boli veľmi šťastní z tých odpovedí.
And then when the morning would come, then Sanatan Goswami would go, and he would go to the next village.
A potom keď prišlo ráno, tak Sanatan Goswami odišiel a išiel do ďalšej dediny.
And it's described, the same thing would happen there.
A je popísané, že to isté sa stalo tam.
Such a devotee he was.
On bol taký oddaný.
And yet, so humble.
A stále bol tak pokorný.
And it's on one occasion, or on several occasions, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sanatan Goswami.
A pri niekoľkých príležitostiach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu povedal Sanatanovi Goswamimu.
Please stop your humility, it is breaking my heart.
Prosím, prestan s tou tvojou pokorou, láme mi to srdce.
So this is actually how to attract the mercy of the Lord.
Toto je v skutočnosti, ako môžeme pritiahnuť milosť Pána.
But in the Western world, humility is not considered a very good quality.
Ale v západnom svete pokora nie je považovaná za veľmi dobrú vlastnosť.
I once saw in a television series.
Ja som videl televízny seriál.
An example of a man who was humble.
Príklad muža, ktorý bol pokorný.
And he was going for a job.
A išiel si hľadať prácu.
So he came into this big room.
Prišiel do tejto veľkej miestnosti.
And there was a boss sitting behind a screen. He didn't even see him.
A za obrazovkou sedel šéf, on ho ani nevidel.
And as soon as our man came in, he was coming in, I'm coming for the, he took off his hat.
A hneď ako tento muž prišiel, tak si dal dole klobúk.
I'm coming for the job application, please, thank you very much.
Ja som si prišiel požiadať o prácu, prosím, ďakujem vám veľmi pekne.
And then the voice from behind the screen said, name!
A ten hlas poza tej obrazovky povedal, meno.
And then he gave some name, and again he said, his name, please, thank you very much.
Znova povedal svoje meno, prosím, ďakujem veľmi pekne.
The questions from behind the screen were just barking like a dog.
Tie otázky spoza tej obrazovky, to bolo ako štiekanie psa. Bau, bau.
And all the answers were finished with please, thank you very much.
A všetky odpovede boli ukončené s prosím, ďakujem veľmi pekne.
And it just looked like this humble man is a total fool.
A ono to vyzeralo ako tento pokorný muž, to je totálny šialenec.
He's a joke.
Je ako na výsmech.
Everyone will step on him. Please, thank you very much.
Každý po ňom bude šlapať. Áno, prosím, ďakujem veľmi pekne.
You kick him and he says, please, thank you very much.
Vy ho kopnete a on povie, prosím, ďakujem veľmi pekne.
When as a child, I used to read, like every child, comics.
Keď som bol dieťa, tak ako každé dieťa som čítal komiksy.
And in the comics, they always had Chinese.
V týchto komiksoch oni vždy mali Číňanov.
And this, the Chinese would always introduce themselves as this insignificant worm is speaking.
A ty činění, aby se vždycky představovali, že teraz rozpráva tento nepovšimnutia hodný červík.
And I couldn't understand it.
A já jsem to nemohl pochopit.
I was thinking, why are these Chinese saying like this? This insignificant worm is speaking.
A já jsem se pýtal, proč tyto činění to hovorí, že tento nepovšimnutia hodný červík rozpráva.
But today I say, this insignificant worm is speaking.
Ale teraz já hovorím, tento nepovšimnutia hodný červík rozpráva.
I didn't have so much to offer today.
Já jsem dnes nemal veľa toho, čo by som mohol ponúknuť.
But I've tried to open up the Chaitanya Charitamrita to you.
Ale snažil som sa pootvoriť Chaitanya Charitamritu pre vás.
Because the great pure devotees like Sanatan Goswami, they are showing how to approach Krishna.
Pretože títo veľkí čistí oddaní ako Sanatan Goswami, oni nám ukazujú, ako máme pristupovať ku Krishnovi.
And we can try and follow their example.
A my sa môžeme o to pokúsiť a nasledovať ten príklad.
And that's why this Chaitanya Charitamrita is a great inspiration to all of us.
A to je dôvod, prečo táto Chaitanya Charitamrita je pre všetkých veľkou inšpiráciou.
As you can see, somebody has been reading the book.
Ako vidíte, niekto tú knihu číta.
That's encouraging.
A to je povzbudivé.
It's a very nice book.
To je veľmi pekná kniha.
Because it's a treasure house of very refined devotional sentiments.
Pretože je to pokladnica veľmi jemných nálad oddanosti.
And what devotional qualities really are.
A čo v skutočnosti sú vlastnosti oddanosti.
It's a book that gives us food for thought.
Je to kniha, ktorá nám dáva jedlo pre mysel, pre myšlienku.
And I think that we can use it.
A ja si myslím, že to môžeme použiť.
It's like I don't have such good karma.
Ja nemám takú dobrú karmu.
So many wrong things came into my life very early.
Veľmi skoro v mojom živote prišlo veľa zlých vecí.
I smoked my first cigarette when I was 6 years old.
Prvú cigaretu som vypáčil, keď som mal 6 rokov.
I stole it from my father.
Som ju ukradal otcovi.
And I was really sick.
Bol mi z toho zle.
But after that I did it again.
Ale potom som to spravil znova.
What can be said?
Čo môžem povedať?
Some are a little early, some are a little later.
Niektorí sú trošku skôr a niektorí trošku neskôr.
But that's the result of not such good karma.
A to je výsledok, keď nemáme takú veľmi dobrú karmu.
But just by hearing about such great pure devotees like Sanatan Goswami, we can become purified.
Ale tým, že načúvame o takých veľkých čistých oddaných ako Sanatan Goswami, tak sa môžeme očistiť.
So that's why what I wanted to share with you this evening.
A preto som to sa s vami o to chcel tento večer podeliť.
And maybe some of you have a question, comment.
Možno niekto z vás má otázku alebo komentár.
Je to pokora klíčem, jak získat ten chladivý měsíc té milosti na ty naše hříšní touhy v srdci, které tam pořád jsou, se jich nemůžeme zbavit.
Is this humility a key to the mercy for receiving the cooling moon effect to our sinful activities, which we cannot get rid of?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Ano, yeah.
Because it says in the Bhagavad Gita.
Pretože v Bhagavad Gita je povedané.
At the end of the Gita, there is a verse which says, "Sarva dharmam paricchayamam ekam saranam vraja." Abandon all variety of activity and just surrender unto me.
Pretože v Bhagavad Gita je tento verš Sarva Dharman Parityaja, ovzdaj sa všetkých činností a odovzdaj sa mi.
And then Krishna says that he will take away all the reactions to sinful activity.
Potom Krishna on hovorí, že vezme všetky reakcie za hriešne činnosti.
Because these burning desires in the heart are due to previous sinful activity.
Pretože tieto spalujúce túžby v srdci, oni sú kvôli predchádzajúcim hriešnym činnostiam.
Life after life we come back to this world.
Život za životom sa vraciame do tohto sveta.
Because we are addicted to sinful activity.
Pretože my sme závislí na hriešnej činnosti.
And sometimes we eat the meat and sometimes we become the meat.
Niekedy jeme to meso a niekedy sa staneme tým mesom.
Life after life.
Život za životom.
We try again.
Znova to skúšame.
In this way, we take different births.
A takýmto spôsobom prijímame rôzne zrodenia.
Many, many famous people in the world actually throughout history spoke in favor of reincarnation.
Mnohí myslitelia cez celú históriu rozprávali v prospech reinkarnácie.
In school I used to think that Pythagoras was one of the most boring personalities you could imagine.
V škole som si myslel, že Pythagoras, že to bol jeden z tých najnudnejších osôb, aké kedy boli.
A square plus B square is Z square.
A na druhu plus B na druhu je C na druhu.
It would never fail to put me to sleep.
Nikdy to nezlyhalo, že by ma to neuspalo.
But later I found out that Pythagoras was more interesting than that.
Ale neskôr som zistil, že Pythagoras bol oveľa zaujímavejší ako toto.
He remembered previous lives.
On si pamätal minulé životy.
He said he remembered how in a previous life he had been a woman.
On povedal, že si pamätal, ako v minulom živote bol ženou.
You ever thought of that?
Niekedy ste nad tým rozmýšľali?
He said he also remembered that he had been animal.
A povedal, že si tiež spomínal na to, že bol zvieraťom.
He even remembered that he had been a plant.
A dokonca si pamätal na to, že bol rastlinou.
Yes, so life after life we come back because we are attached to this world.
Život za životom sa vracame, pretože sme pripútaní k tomuto svetu.
To fulfill our sinful desires.
Aby sme si naplnili svoje hriešne túžby.
So they are deep in the heart.
Že oni sú hlboko v srdci.
We forgot our previous lives.
My sme zabudli na naše minulé životy.
How could we live this life if we would be always thinking of the last life?
Ako by sme mohli žiť tento život, keby sme stále rozmýšľali nad tým minulým?
We forgot the previous life.
My sme zabudli na minulý život.
But it's still present in the subconscious.
Ale stále je prítomný v podvedomí.
It's very interesting that the Vedic literatures are also recognizing a subconsciousness.
Je to veľmi zaujímavé, že vedská literatúra tiež rozpoznáva podvedomie.
But it said the subconsciousness are what is left over from previous lives.
Ale hovorí sa, že podvedomie to sú tie zvyšky z minulých životov, to čo tam zostalo z minulých životov.
Therefore these sinful desires are very deep in our heart.
A preto tieto hriešne túžby sú veľmi hlboko v našom srdci.
They are there for many, many lives.
Oni sú tam mnoho, mnoho životov.
But Krishna can take them away from us.
Ale Krishna on nám ich môže vziať.
And if we are humble,
keď sme pokorní,
then we can take shelter of Krishna.
Tak môžeme prijať útočisko u Krishna.
Then we can take shelter of devotional service to Krishna.
Tak môžeme prijať útočisko oddanej službe Krishnovi.
If we're humble, then we can say any service I will do.
Keď sme pokorní, tak povieme, ja spravím hociakú službu.
Thank you very much, please.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne, prosím.
Yes. Then we can say to Krishna for the service, thank you very much, please.
A potom môžeme povedať Krishnovi, ďakujem veľmi pekne za tú službu.
Can I do some more service?
Môžem spraviť ešte nejakú?
And then Krishna is just feeling, oh, this person is just doing everything for me.
potom Krishna pociťuje, ach, táto osoba, ona všetko robí pre mňa.
Not considering his own comfort.
A vôbec nezvažuje svoje vlastné pohodlie.
This person is doing everything for me.
Táto osoba pre mňa robí všetko.
I will shower mercy upon this person.
A ja ju zahrnem milosťou.
And all the burning desires in the heart just cool down.
Všetky tieto spalujúce túžby v srdci sa ochladujú.
And one becomes free.
A začneme byť voľní.
Finally free.
Konečne slobodný.
Ah, everyone wants to be free.
A každý chce byť slobodný.
Children want to be free.
Deti chcú byť slobodné.
Adults want to be free.
Dospelí chcú byť slobodní.
But how can you be free when there are desires burning in your heart?
Ale ako môžete byť slobodní, keď vo vašom srdci horia túžby?
But when these desires stop burning, then we are finally free.
Ale keď tieto túžby prestanú páliť, vtedy sme skutočne slobodní.
So that's what's happening when through humility one serves and receives the mercy of the Lord, finally free.
Toto sa deje, keď cez pokoru slúžime a potom získavame milosť Pána, nakoniec sme slobodní.
That's why this devotional service is so nice.
A preto je oddaná služba taká pekná.
It's a strange thing.
Je to zvláštna vec.
You know, I sometimes took a little job for a while.
Niekedy som na nejakú dobu zobral malú prácu.
And once I was working in the post.
A raz som pracoval na pošte.
And I had to sort out mail.
A musel som triediť poštu.
So at night I was throwing bundles of mail in different bags.
A v noci som také hromadky pošty hádzal do rôznych tašiek.
All the bags were hanging in different racks and I had to throw bundles in the bags.
Všetky tie tašky oni tak vyseli vedľa seba, ja som musel tam hádzať poštu.
So it's a bit like a sport, you know?
Bolo to niečo ako šport.
And I was getting really good at it.
A dosť som začal v tom byť dobrý.
Really fast.
Veľmi rýchlo.
So one day, some local guys came from the local post mafia.
A jedného dňa prišli nejakí chlapici z miestnej poštovej mafie.
Big guy.
Veľkí chlapi.
And they said, listen.
Povedali, počúvaj.
We don't want this here.
My to tu nechceme.
Slow down.
Spomal.
You're working too fast.
Pracuješ prirýchlo.
You understand?
Rozumieš?
We don't want this here.
To tu nechceme.
Huh? Because that's the way it is in the world.
Pretože takto to chodí vo svete.
As little work as possible and as much money as possible.
Čo najmenej práce a čo najviac peňazí.
And then you take from work, you take home whatever you can.
Potom z práce si zoberiete všetko, čo môžete.
Anyway, so and then when you do devotional service, it's just different.
Potom keď robíte oddanú službu, je to proste iné.
When I was very new, they asked me to clean a room for the program. He said, just quickly go in and clean it up.
Keď som bol nový, tak mi povedali, aby som vyčistil izbu na nejaký program. Proste rýchlo tam choď a vyčisti to.
So I was quickly sweeping, fast, then I lifted up the carpet and I was putting the dust under the carpet.
Takže ja som rýchlo zametal všetkým ten prach a nadvihol som koberec a všetko som to tam tak poposúval.
And then I thought, no, I can't do this because Krishna can see under the carpet.
A potom som si povedal, nie, toto nemôžem robiť, pretože Krishna vidí aj pod tým kobercom.
So I lifted the carpet back up, took the dust from under there.
Tak som nadvihol ten koberec a vyzametal odtiaľ ten prach.
And actually threw the dust out and actually did a good job.
A vyhodil som ten prach von a v skutočnosti som spravil dobrú prácu.
And then after that I had this strange feeling.
A potom som mal taký zvláštny pocit.
Something like happiness.
Niečo ako šťastie.
I wasn't used to it.
Ja som na to nebol zvyknutý.
But suddenly I had it.
Ale zrazu som to mal.
What's that?
To tam je.
So that is the secret of devotional service.
A to je tajemstvo oddanej služby.
We try to do some everything very nicely for Krishna.
Snažíme sa všetko robiť veľmi pekne pre Krishnu.
And we don't get paid for it.
A nedostaneme za to zaplatené.
We just do it for the pleasure of Krishna.
My to robíme pre potešenie Krishnu.
And that gives a kind of happiness we never had.
A to dáva druh šťastia, ktorý sme nikdy nemali.
So this is how devotional service works.
Tak to funguje oddaná služba.
Through humility and enthusiastic service attitude.
Cez pokoru a entuziastický postoj služobníka.
Thank you very much.
Ďakujem veľmi pekne.
Nila Chala Chandra Prabhu Jaya Jagannath.
It is expected that we are supposed to get a higher taste to be able to overcome our material desires. I would like to ask how much we are actually tasting, or how much this higher taste is transcendental, because if we taste something transcendental, we have no more taste for something material. But sometimes we have higher taste in kirtan, in prasadam, in association of devotees. Is this taste spiritual, or is partial spiritual, or it just...
Who's translating? Him?
He.
Yeah.
Takže měli bychom dostat vyšší chuť, abychom mohli překonat naše materiální tužby, a do jaké míry naše vyšší chuť, kterou získáváme z kirtanu, z prasádám a se společností oddaných, je skutečně duchovní, když potom máme znovu opět chuť na materiální věci.
There is taste in this Krishna consciousness.
Toto Krishna vedomie je chuť.
Many people, even who are new, right?
Mnohí ľudia, dokonca aj tí, čo sú noví.
They will acknowledge that there is a taste.
Tak to priznajú, že áno, je tam chuť.
But in the beginning, that taste is not pure taste.
Ale na začiatku táto chuť nie je čistá chuť.
It's mixed.
Je zmiešaná.
With some material motive.
Nejakými hmotnými motivmi.
It's mixed desire.
Je to zmiešaná túžba.
It's spiritual, you know, but there may be also something else.
Je to duchovné, ale je tam aj niečo iné.
We may like the Maha Mantra, but we may also actually like music.
Máme radi Maha Mantru, ale možno v skutočnosti máme radi aj hudbu.
The taste is mixed.
Tá chuť je pomiešaná.
But gradually, we want to only make music for Krishna.
Ale postupne pre Krishnu chceme robiť iba hudbu.
So gradually the taste becomes purified.
A postupne tá chuť sa začne očisťovať.
And it becomes more and more pure.
A začne byť viac a viac čistá.
In the beginning, when the taste is mixed, then sometimes we have taste for Krishna and sometimes we have taste for material things.
A na začiatku, keď tá chuť je pomiešaná, tak niekedy máme chuť na službu Krišnovi a niekedy chuť na hmotné činnosti.
But with time, the taste comes more often.
Ale časom tá chuť prichádza častejšie.
And it becomes more and more pure.
A začne byť čistejšia a čistejšia.
Until it becomes the predominant state of consciousness.
Až dovtedy, kým sa z toho stane a stav vedomia, kedy je tá chuť predominantná, ako je tam najviac prevládajúca.
And then we are inspired devotees.
A vtedy sme inšpirovaní oddaní.
And then we serve Krishna with lots of enthusiasm.
A potom slúžime Krishnovi s veľkým nadšením.
And then within that we get more purified.
A počas toho sa očistíme ešte viac.
And the taste just increases and increases.
A tá chuť sa zvyšuje a zvyšuje.
Until we lose control of ourselves.
Až dovtedy, že nad sebou strátime vládu.
Until one comes and one may just sit and cry and just be totally overwhelmed. Krishna, Krishna.
A potom môžeme sedieť a plakať a sme úplne tým zaplavení. Krishna, Krishna.
How merciful is Krishna?
Aký je Krishna milostivý?
How amazing is Krishna?
Aký úžasný je Krishna.
So in the beginning, taste is something. It's there.
Na začiatku chuť je niečo, je tam.
But it's not so strong yet.
Ale ešte to nie je také silné.
But gradually, as it gets more pure, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger.
Ale postupne, ako je čistejšia, tak začne byť silnejšia, silnejšia, silnejšia.
Mm. That's why, you know, sometimes, I know, sometimes we do some kirtan, you know, and devotees that have been doing kirtan for a long time, they can go for a long time.
Niekedy robíme kirtana, niektorí oddaní, ktorí dlho robili kirtan, tak oni skutočne môžu veľmi dlho robiť ten kirtan.
And then sometimes new people sit there and go like, oh God.
A niekedy tam sedia noví ľudia, ako, oh Bože.
How long is this going to go on for?
Koľko bude to pokračovať?
But gradually the taste is increasing and increasing.
Ale postupne tá chuť sa zvyšuje a zvyšuje.
And then it can't stop.
Potom nemôžeš prestať.
And then you say after the class, shall we have 5 more minutes of kirtan?
Potom po lekcii povieš, a dáme si ešte 5 ďalších minút kirtanu? Hej?
Áno?
Áno.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's, since it's a, upon your request then.
Budem spievať na vašu požiadavku.
No. You can put it there, the book. I'll bring it back.